Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Murray here and our financial expert Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie is on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Trina. How are you?
There's been a bit of a panic this week because of the coronavirus. People are very, very worried about their pensions because there has been a bit of a drop in the markets, hasn't there?
There has. At the open of the week, there was a big drop in relation to markets, Trina. And look, what I say to everybody is this is overdue, in my opinion. The stock market's had an amazing run, nearly 11 years of a run that it's had. So it's been quite phenomenal what it's achieved. Last year, with the S&P 500, which is the kind of base of the stocks in North America, on the New York Stock Exchange, was up about 26, 27%, I think, at the end of the year. So phenomenal year. And yet, this week, you're seeing a lot of those gains wiped off. Look, what goes up must come down, you know. And it's the exact same for the stock market. It's had a good rally. It's been corrected now, so it's called a correction, and it's down. Now, is there any need to panic? No, probably not. If you were in a position where you have a few stocks and shares or your pension and you're maybe 30, 40, even early 50s, this shouldn't really concern you because, in my opinion, it'd be old news in 5, 6 years' time, okay? So you've loads of time to recover even from today's corrections, what usually would happen with stocks and shares. However, if you're retiring next year or you're looking at retiring later this year, you shouldn't really have that much exposure to stocks and shares trading. You shouldn't be really in there. You should be kind of in cash. You should be in bonds. You should be in maybe small exposure to property.
Okay, so that's what you mentioned before, Paul. It should be the non-risk kind of stage you're at.
Yeah. You should be well diversified, you know. But if you are somebody, I do genuinely mean this, it's not a plug for me, go to any financial advisor. If you're somebody that hasn't got advice in the last 10 years and you're still sitting in stocks and shares, you're thinking of retirement soon, you need to get your backside into a financial advisor and get your portfolio sorted out, because I do think it's going to get worse before it gets better when it comes to the markets. So look, the other thing I say then, if you have, I get this all the time, like I ask Paul, the page, the Instagram page, been hopping all week with people saying, is it a good time to get invested? And yes, it is. And do you know what? Financial literacy seems to come up in the last few years, not just because of the Ask Paul Facebook page and Instagram page on my head, but it has come up because I got a lot of young people like in their 20s, early 20s, saying how to get involved in the stock market now that's corrected. And how you get involved, in my opinion, is drip feeding in. So say, for argument's sake, you may have 20 grand on deposit somewhere, which is basically earning zero. I think over the next 20 months, if you drip feed in €1,000 a month for 20 months and leave it then for 3 years, so it's a 5-year play, you will do really, really well out of stocks and shares. Because what comes down goes up, you know, with stocks and shares as well. So it's really, really, really good time for me for clients to be getting invested. And now is probably time to be sitting down with a financial advisor and getting good financial advice around what opportunities are out there, how do you make money grow better than it is in deposit. And the other kind of good news I would say for people, every cloud is a silver lining, Trina, is mortgage interest rates are going to, like we've said this before on your show, interest rates are going to remain low for the foreseeable future. But this only compounds that more, and that mortgage interest rates will be staying low. The bad news, I would say, is that this is going to be like, I think coronavirus is going to get worse. Now, I don't mean worse than the health problem. I just think as the virus spreads, I know it doesn't affect 80% of people. It won't affect 80% of people that badly. So I'm not scaremongering about this, but I'm saying as the virus spreads, people are going to have to go into quarantine. Countries are going to shut down like Italy did earlier.
Yeah.
So once that happens, companies suffer. And that means loss of employment. That means slowdown of investment. So this is the sign. I always say this, any presentation I'm giving around the country, the companies and their staff, I always say, look after your own house. If you're thinking of buying a new car, I'd put it on hold. If you're thinking of spending big money, put it on hold. If you're thinking of paying off a holiday, put it on hold. And make sure that you can look after your own house financially should things really turn bad over the next 6 months. I hope I'm not scaring people there, but I'm just trying to be practical about your financial situation.
But could this actually mean another recession, Paul, do you think?
100%. Yeah. 100% could. But what I think it's going to mean as well, and I do think you're going to see job layoffs, and I think if you're self-employed, like, and the reason why we're on the phone here is, you know, people don't want people coming into their offices.
Well, normally, I don't think I've ever done a phone interview with you, Paul, but yeah, we are trying to limit the amount of people coming in.
Yeah, so that's already starting to happen. So you're going to see, if you're a salesperson or if you're target-driven and you're used to getting commission, that's going to draw you up. If you're self-employed, you know, and you can't bring your staff into work, will your business survive? And you're going to start, in my opinion, people need to start making really, really tough calls now when it comes to SME businesses. You know, if you're a one-family income, mom or dad is at home and one of them is at work, and if that job slows down and you now go back onto sick leave with the social welfare, which is great, they've kicked it in ASAP now rather than 6 days, it's £200 a week, Trina.
Yeah, you know, I know. So how are you supposed to survive on that?
If you're bringing a few grand a month and your mortgage is there, and so like I said, I'm really not trying to cause too much panic by saying this, but what I would say is you really need to start looking after your own house now, cutting your direct debits down. Go to the Ask, I say this all the time, it's always an opportunity, Ask Paul website, personal budget template, download it for free. and, you know, really, really, really look after your
money.
Yeah,
get a plan for worst case scenario. Now, Paul, don't go anywhere. I want to ask you about the flexibility with the banks now when it comes to mortgages. So stay on the line there. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.